Over 400 million kids are in the U.S. foster system today. In California alone, there are 60,000 in care. For many, change is the only constant. Living in different homes with different people, switching schools. Many become homeless after they exit the system as young adults. SF CASA, or San Francisco Court-Appointed Special Advocates, is a nonprofit in the Mission District whose aim is to help these vulnerable youth. Founded in 1991, it's a part of a national network of independent organizations, and CASAs are volunteers who work one-on-one with a kid in foster care. They're sworn in as officers of the San Francisco Juvenile Dependency Court. While a foster kid may have several adults working on their case, caregivers, social workers, lawyers, a CASA is there to thread together the details. They try to provide some stability for children growing up in the middle of this complicated system. KLW's Truk Nguyen brings us the story of one former foster youth and his CASA.
Former foster youth Nick Sullivan moved into his 580-square-foot apartment a little over a year ago.
Obviously, you're in the living room right now, my couch and my TV, my PlayStation 4.
He says it's the first place that's felt like home since he entered the system at age 6.
And then from the door, there's a little hallway to where you see the kitchen and the dining room.
When did you get this TV?
Around Christmas time. They were having a sale after Black Friday, and I got this one for like $230.
Chris Unruh is visiting today. She's Nick's court-appointed special advocate, or CASA. She opens the refrigerator and peers in.
Well, there's healthy stuff. Carrots, good for you, Nick.
Salad.
I see the salad stuff.
And then I've got cilantro because I made some tacos and pico de gallo the other day.
Nick's freezer is equally well-stocked with waffles, pizza rolls, and frozen turkey and chicken. Chris is impressed, but not surprised.
He's quite a cook. He's always coming up with new recipes.
Yeah.
Chris looks around the one-bedroom apartment and smiles. Nick clears a spot for her to sit on a couch he got on Craigslist. When they met in 2010, Nick was 15 and living at the St. Vincent Group Home for Boys in Marin. He was being bullied, getting into fights, but he was also getting pretty good at horseback riding, which the group home offered as a therapeutic activity. One day, sweaty and dirty after a session, he went to the stables to meet his new CASA.
It was pretty awkward. I knew someone was coming, no idea who this person was. All I heard was Chris. I didn't hear Christine, so naturally I thought it was a guy. And next thing I know, this sweet, you know, lady who's, no offense, but older than me, is walking towards me. I'm like, oh, so that's her.
Although it was awkward, Chris had the inside scoop from his therapist. She had been a CASA before and knew it was important to do her homework. Nick had one main obsession, so she asked him, seen any good movies lately?
And when she brought that up, I kind of had this feeling like, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
They went to a lot of movies to get to know each other. Horror and action movies, like Rambo and Nightmare on Elm Street, were some of his childhood favorites. Not exactly Chris's usual picks.
Some of the movies, he's right, were not movies that I would have chosen on my own. I can't say I didn't enjoy them, but I wouldn't have gone there if it had been my choice.
Chris says building a friendship with Nick was key. It was the only way the two could work together to get things done, like staying on top of social workers or making sure Nick graduated from high school.
I don't think people know anything about foster youth. I mean, Nick was sort of lucky, if you want to call it that, because he didn't have to change schools too many times. He did, but some foster youth go to, you know, two or three or four different schools in one school year. The total impermanency of their lives. I don't think anybody really understands that.
She says foster kids sometimes ask their CASAs how much they get paid. When Nick learned this wasn't Chris's job, that she was freely giving her time, that was big.
Kids like us who never had anyone who just wanted to be there for you because they wanted to help you, it changes our view and our perspective on things, and it makes us change how we feel about opening up about things that we've been through.
It's a transition. Getting to know a new person, Nick says, takes time. Chris visited about once a week over several years, and their relationship kept growing stronger.
Like, I've told Chris some really damaging stuff that happened to me. You know, stuff that would give a shrink PTSD almost sometimes, but it's just, You know, she still listened, no matter how dark, no matter how deep, and sometimes no matter how silly it got. She always listened.
Chris says she herself didn't have a mentor growing up.
So I'm glad that I could provide some help to somebody else.
What do you mean some? You've helped me loads. It's true. I mean, Casa, I won't even really even say Casa, because I feel Chris is the one who, working through Casa, but Chris was the one who helped me and helped me improve my life, but also helped me be the kind of person that I am today with her constant persistence on getting things done. Awkward sigh there, but true, it helped. You know, as annoying as it was at times, it helped.
So proud of Nick. No, really, I really am. He's come a long, long, long way.
A big part of Akasa's job is making sure kids receive safe housing. In Nick's case, he spent half his life in a group home. But a year and a half ago, Chris helped him get his own apartment through a supportive housing nonprofit.
I'm really glad for him. He almost always had a roommate in a very small place. And I know that's not unusual for people, but you know, it's always nice to have your own space, and I'm glad that he has it.
Nick says as happy as he was to move into his own place for the first time, it felt foreign.
Growing up with roommates for so long, I remember for the first, 6 months that I lived here, it was actually really lonely, because I was so used to having someone there all the time in my room with me that now I have this entire, you know, I think it's 580 square feet, all to myself.
But he says he's gotten used to it.
It's just like I wake up, I brush my teeth, I do everything normally. It just feels normal, honestly. And honestly, for someone who grew up the way I did, asking, you know, just being able to live a normal life is really all we want.
Since Nick aged out of foster care, Chris isn't his Casa anymore. But after 7 years, they're like family. The two still go out to lunch and catch up about once a month. Nick says now that he's on his own feet, he feels like he's finally able to begin life. He's now working and saving up to go to film school. In San Francisco, I'm Truk Nguyen for Cross Currents.